This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and certainly one of the great locations in this great nation is the state of Washington, despite the fact that there is a new poll publicized in the Seattle Times by the FYI guy, for your information guy, Gene Bulk. It's a new poll that shows the majority of people, and it's not a big majority, it's kind of closely divided, say that they would leave this beautiful and wonderful state if their personal situation permitted. But there's good news on the other side. Bigfoot still loves Washington. Washington leading the world in credible Bigfoot sightings. We will get that important news to you in a few moments. But with all of that going on, there's a real question about the state legislature, which finished its very, very fateful, productive, busy, controversial session without deciding on what the law says in the state of Washington regarding drugs, some of which have been, should be, must be illegal. To talk about what's happened in the state legislature, 105-day session, lots of important decisions, and one very important non-decision, no one better to speak with than Matt Markovich, who, as I said before he came on, I think does the best job of anyone in covering our state politics. And he's in studio with us coming over from next door at Cairo Radio. Matt, great to talk to you again.
It's nice to talk with you, Michael.
Okay. The legislature is finished with their work, but they're coming back for a special session.
Maybe. And there may be, maybe not. The governor says he wants to have a special session. He said that yesterday. And that special session is exactly what you talked about. It's regarding one issue, and that is the lack of a drug possession law in the state of Washington. Just to set the framework, two years ago, the state Supreme Court ruled our drug possession law unconstitutional based on the missing of one word. And I won't go into all that, but so real quickly, 2 years ago, the legislature came up with a temporary fix, making it a misdemeanor, but you can't really arrest anybody for possessing illegal drugs. And send them to jail, they have to be sent to a treatment facility, referred to a treatment facility twice. And it hasn't been working in this state. The police chief in Everett has said that of the 500 referrals they've done in the city of Everett during this time, only one person accepted. And that person never went to jail. None of those people went to jail, and just one person went to treatment, and he has no idea whether that person even finished treatment.
Okay, so the situation right now, because I suspect that the majority of people who are listening to us haven't had the experience of either being arrested or referred for for drug usage. The way that it works right now is that if law enforcement sees somebody with a serious drug problem, addiction problem, what's the most that they can do?
The most that they can do is say, sir or ma'am, you are in violation of the state law. I could take you to jail, but the law says, here's a reference sheet. Go to this clinic, and hopefully you can get treatment and send them on their way. They can take the drugs and just send them on their way. And that's what I meant by referrals, that people aren't showing up at the treatment. And they get two shots at it before the third time. A officer could take them to jail. It's a weak law, and it hasn't been effective at all. And that's a temporary fix. But that expires June 30th. Come July 1st, the state has no drug possession law. You could stand on a street corner in Seattle and smoke crack, ironically, right next to a person who's smoking a marijuana cigarette, a joint, and there's laws to prevent him from smoking a joint on the corner, But the guy with heroin shooting up or having a, smoking a crack pipe, it would be nothing against him.
And how about people using fentanyl?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There is no, there'll be no open use law, no possession law. I can have a baggie of 10,000 fentanyl pills on me. As long as I'm not giving them to you or handing them out or selling them, I can stand there and hold the bag and nothing, nobody can do anything about it.
Okay. Am I to believe that the majority of people in the state legislature think this is a good change?
No. No,
right. Then nobody, right.
So they've been working on, well, here's the thing. You talk about the legislature that just finished. There's a 105-day session. They've known they've had this sunset happening at the end of June for 2 years. They say they've been working on this, and it came down to the wire, the last possible bill they can vote on. They couldn't agree on it. And so we have no law starting July 1st. So what's scrambling right now is all the cities and counties in Washington State are scrambling to pass their own drug possession laws or open use laws, including the city of Seattle just announced one, a proposal yesterday for open open use of, you can't smoke crack on the corner. At least you can't do that. That's what they can do right now. So there's, and but now the governor has said, hey, lawmakers, or the, at least the leadership, go back in your corner room back there and hammer out an agreement that you have the votes for and call me up and I'll call a special session in May, one-day session, so we can pass something. Well, I just got off the phone, as I was telling you, with a one of the leaders of the Republican Party, one of the caucuses, who said they're not meeting at all. They're on. They just finished session. They're all gone their ways. Maybe they'll talk, but there's a real... there's a real blockage with the House Democrats here on how to handle this. And so the House Democrats come up with a kind of an agreement. And again, we have a Democratic majority in both the House and Senate and at the governorship here in the state of Washington. So until those House Democrats can agree on a possible fix, we won't have one. And for 105 days, they have not.
Okay. Is this sort of a de facto situation where, this amounts to the legalization of drugs?
Correct. It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Come July 1st. Yeah, if they're...
So we're just a few steps behind Oregon, is that...
Yeah, and yes.
Mm-hmm. But, and it's worked out well there.
It hasn't worked out that well in Oregon,
no,
obviously.
I'm being sarcastic, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, so that's where we sit with the drug law. And it...
Okay, again, politicians bloviate, and that's a word that was actually popular for H.R.
It's not in my vocabulary.
Yeah, but they bloviate. Bloviate is what it sounds like. Yeah. You're burping and telling what's important and demagoguing and making... Everybody's concerned about the fentanyl crisis, and rightly so. I mean, we've had over 100,000 people dying every year from fentanyl in this country, and... It's a very, very real problem in King County. It's a real problem in the state of Washington. What do we do about that?
Well, the legislature did pass a law outlawing the machine that presses a pill, like it says M30 and makes a fentanyl pill. They were able to decide that they outlawed the machines that make fentanyl or any other illegal drug, but they couldn't make the drug illegal. So there you go. That's the state of Washington for you, if you want to look at it that way. Where do we go? And I think the real question comes down to political will by the House Democrats. You have, if you looked at the four pillars of the state legislature, the four caucuses, three of the four have agreed. You have the House, the two, the Republican sides, and one, the Senate Democrats, have all agreed. Three of the four are all in sync, except for one pillar, the House Democrats, and because of that, we don't have a drug law.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about the $1 billion to build low-income housing. How is that going to work out? That was part of what the legislature had accomplished. And the ban on the sale of assault weapons, which has gotten a great deal of publicity. What is that going to mean for the average Washingtonian? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Here live in studio with the one and only Matt Markovich, and a real pleasure not to hear about what the legislature has done or not done, but to talk to Matt. We'll be right back. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And my honor to be joined by Matt Markovich of Cairo News Radio. He's spent 30-plus years as a reporter on state politics here in this state of Washington, where A new poll of Washington residents shows a slight majority would exit the state if they could. And there's a huge gap along political lines. This from the Seattle Times, a piece by Gene Bullock, the FYI guy. And he writes, one question asked respondents to choose which of the following two statements was closer to their opinion. Statement number one, I would move to another state if my professional and personal situation allowed me to. Number two, the cost of living in Washington is worth it for the quality of life. 51% of those surveyed say they would move to another state if they could. 39% said the quality of life in Washington was worth the cost. The remaining 10% said they didn't know. They didn't know. But if you're feeling a little perplexed reading this because you absolutely love living in Washington, he writes, I can guess one thing, you're a Democrat. Because the what the survey shows here is that basically both independents and Republicans would fairly overwhelmingly try to move somewhere else. So one of the problems with the state of Washington, everybody talks about it, is the cost of housing. The state legislature is going to fix all of that, spending $1 billion in building low-income homes.
Well, they passed several measures that add up to $1 billion in taxpayer-funded low-income housing. That's not what the governor wanted. He started his big ticket item at the beginning of this legislative session was a $4 billion voter-approved tax levy, basically raise the debt limit on the state. So you can have $4 billion that we spend over the next 6 years to build low-income housing. And the lawmakers didn't go with that. So what they gave him was $1 billion over 2 years. And he said okay with that. He didn't fight for his $4 billion. So he said, okay, so basically the state is now going to spend a record amount. They haven't even come close to spending $1 billion on low-income housing ever. And that's primarily to house the unsheltered. We've had a homeless issue in the city of Seattle for a visible one for at least 7 or 8 years. And he's just now having money set aside to remove camps from highways just in the last year. So he's been late to the game. And I'm not speaking out of turn. I think both sides would say that late to the game on doing something about housing and homelessness. And so this is his phrase this whole session has been, go big so people can go home. And that was his catchphrase. And so he dropped that once the $4 billion plan was pretty much dead in the water. And he's backing this $1 billion plan.
Just out of curiosity, for the people who are advocates of $4 billion plans and $1 billion plans, do they point to some other states elsewhere in this glorious union where the low-income housing has worked out really well and has really taken care of the unsheltered?
Well, they looked a lot like San Francisco. I mean,
come on. You're joking, right?
No, I'm not. They're looking to California.
California has the highest of San Francisco and L.A. are the only places that have higher homeless populations than we do.
But look who's leading the population, who's leading the state in the big cities down there. It's Democrats.
Right.
So they're going to align themselves with what other Democratic states are doing. And a lot of Democratic states are buying or spending a lot of money on housing. San Francisco, I remember going down there for a story last year, trying to talk to London Breed, the mayor down there. And, you know, their proposal had some success when they went out and immediately bought 10,000 apartment units to put people in the Tenderloin area and get them into shelter. And that's the mentality is shelter first in a lot of Democratic states and cities. And so the governor and the Democrats that lead the legislature have that philosophy before you can fix the homelessness issue, before the drug issue, before you fix all the crime issues, you got to get people housed. And housing first is the mentality in this state, and that's the way it is.
And this is something, and I think when we've spoken before briefly, this is a personal obsession. Was there any discussion in Olympia at all about the tremendous upsurge, and I think really destructive upsurge, of graffiti, of vandalism, in the city of Seattle?
No, not at all. I mean, public safety was a big issue, obviously, because they had the pursuit bill, but a lot of the things that was discussed at Olympia that the Democrats want was less, I guess you say, less laws curbing crime, like graffiti, like stealing cars. I mean, right now, I don't want to transition, but that was a big deal. We now have a passive pursuit bill that is mediocre at best, what the police want. But literally, if you're standing next to a police officer and the two of you see someone steal your car, he cannot get into his cruiser and chase after that guy. He cannot do it, even though he saw it happen. That's the way the law is written in the state.
But they do have a new law banning the sale of high-capacity canisters for...
Right, they have that, and now they just signed into law three big assault weapons bills banning some 60 models of sportsman rifles that the advocates for guns are calling them. They don't call them assault-style weapons, sporting rifles. So basically... outlawing almost every semi-automatic rifle in the state of Washington, the purchase and distribution and import. So, and that import is a huge conditional word here, because if you drive in your assault weapon into the state of Washington and drive it out, or you bring it in through the airport, technically you imported that weapon, even though you legally own it from another state. You import it, you're violating the new law.
Don't most of the violent crimes here involve handguns?
Correct, yes.
And it's a big majority, right?
Yes.
So, but they're giving all the attention to so-called assault weapons.
That's right. And because they were used in all the big, they got the notable recognition of some of these big crimes. But the most people are killed in the state of Washington with a handgun in little one-to-one shots fired, I didn't like this person, the little crime that, I shouldn't even say little crime, people who have died are dying by handguns in the state, more so than any other rifle. That's a fact.
Well, again, to know the facts, and it's very important, these people are making decisions in your name, in my name, in the name of all of us who are listening to us. There's a lot more to talk about. I hope we'll have a chance to do that soon. It is a pleasure speaking with Matt Markovich. You can hear him at the news radio Cairo. We will be right back on the MedVed show, moving to some of those national issues that are also not on their way to resolution. We'll be right back on the MedVed show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is commuting the sentences of 31 nonviolent drug offenders. The move is part of a broader effort by the administration to improve rehabilitation programs in jails and prisons. Those receiving commuted sentences are all currently on home confinement. The Federal Reserve is taking part of the blame for the largest bank failure since 2008. The Fed's vice chair said the agency didn't take forceful enough action against Silicon Valley Bank before its collapse. The mayor of El Paso says he's planning on declaring a state of emergency in preparation for the end of Title 42. Republicans say President Biden's plan to open migration centers in Guatemala and Colombia is too little, too late. Potential flooding is the reason the National Park Service is closing Yosemite Park in California for the next few days. The expected flooding is the result of the melting of record snowfall. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Check out a long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we were just talking about a new survey that says that the majority of people who live in the state of Washington are actually eager, if their personal situation provided, to go elsewhere. I don't know that leaving on a jet plane, because sometimes it just means driving over, usually not to Oregon, but often for people going to Idaho. But there is a piece in Axios that shows that some very important residents of this state are staying right here, in fact, maybe multiplying here in the state of Washington. And Axios reports that while Bigfoot appears to be a fan of the West Coast in general, you are most likely to spot the bipedal cryptid in Washington state. This according to a detailed analysis of sightings reported to the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. And then they have a subheading, Why It Matters. Okay, well, that's important. Nearly every state has reported sightings of the legendary ape-like creature, including Florida, which recently hosted a Bigfoot conference. But Washington leads the country with 710 reports and 9.12 sightings per 100,000 people, according to the analysis. This is the land of the weird, said David George Gordon, a naturalist, cryptozoologist, and author of numerous books, including the Sasquatch Seekers Field Manual, using citizen science to uncover North America's most elusive creature. Washington is estimated to be home to at least 70,000 deer and 60,000 elk, which are believed to provide suitable prey for Bigfoot, according to the Bonus Insider report. Except, basically, the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, there's reasons to believe that Bigfoot's a vegetarian, that they are herbivores, not carnivores. In any event, Oregon has the next most sightings per capita with 6.06 per 100,000, while California has the second most overall reports with 461. However, Washington is number one in both the most sightings per capita and in the overall number of sightings. 83 out of Washington's 710 reports are from one county in the state, more than any other county within the state. Greg, you want to guess? Pierce County. Pierce County, that's something. Yes, but most of the good sightings have been in eastern Washington, said Gordon, where there's just miles and miles of nowhere. Sightings of Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch or Wood Ape, began, they report in Axios, around the 1830s. Actually, reasons to believe it may have begun well before then, because there are Indian traditions that predate the arrival of European settlers to this part of the world. This, according to an Ohio State University psychology article, the creature is most commonly described as resembling a mix between a gorilla and a human that has reddish-brown fur and walks on two legs.
You keep digging, you're going to dig your own grave.
Okay, meanwhile, there is a change, apparently, that is being talked about in schools. There's a big piece in both the Wall Street Journal and there's one in Axios about ditching homework. And Axios asks, time to scrap homework. Schools are rethinking homework and whether it's a fair way to grade students. And then in the Wall Street Journal, they have the headline, schools ditch homework and deadlines. In Clark County, Nevada, they're already well on the way to ditching homework. Why? What is a school, particularly when you talk about middle school and high school, when you go beyond elementary school, no homework? Part of the reason that they apparently are trying to ditch the homework is because they feel homework is unfair, that it's unequal. There is a digital divide. 6% of school-age kids, which comprises that's millions of students, only have access to the internet at home through smartphones. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, the share rises to 14% when looking just at students from lower income families. And 14% of lower income families have limited access, so they supposedly are not able to do homework. Also, there are after-school responsibilities. 3.4 million kids under the age of 18 are caregivers for members of their families, AARP notes. Millions also work part-time jobs after school. Homework help. Some students lean on parents, siblings, or tutors for help on assignments, while others don't have the option. All of these factors affect the time and the effort students can give to assignments, and placing importance on homework favors those with a stable home life and more hands-on parents. The Wall Street Journal reports, case in point, school districts in Nevada, Iowa, Virginia, California, and other states are embracing what they call equitable grading, which minimizes the importance of daily homework and focuses on final projects and tests, the journal notes. And the idea that they say in the Wall Street Journal, equitable grading can take different forms, but the systems aim to measure whether a student knows the classroom material by the end of a term without penalties for behavior, which under this theory can introduce bias. Homework is typically played down because homework is biased. You know, the one thing about homework that I remember from school, and Greg, I bet you did too, is that there is a bias with homework. Girls are better at it. They come in with a neat, it's orderly, it's all fixed, it's readable, it's legible. And guys, not so good at doing homework. So maybe this would help to readjust the performance gap between males and females. They say in the Wall Street Journal, Sarah Lloyd, a middle school science teacher in Los Angeles, has spent 2 years studying equitable grading and is still working on the right balance between giving students space to be self-paced and keeping her science lessons moving. You have to teach differently, she said. Her students are starting to value learning more than points and have less anxiety, she said. Ms. Lloyd said she understands why teachers push back against mandated grading changes. She says, I think that is easier to convert people incrementally. It's not something you can shift all at once. And the idea that doing less homework is actually going to bring kids forward and help them do better in terms of reading at or, dare you want to even say it, above grade level, I think that is a dubious issue. I'll tell you, there's another dubious issue, which is this obsessive, I mean, really obsessive media coverage of transgender issues, and with talks about wanting to censure a member of the Montana legislature who basically bit back at Zoe Zephyr, the one transgendered member of the Montana legislature who has become something of a national hero. How does this happen? And when did this begin? We will get to the why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon.
Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of conversation right now about the idea of what is called gender-affirming care. Now, what does gender-affirming care mean? I mean, how does it affirm someone's gender? What it does is it prevents children from going through normal puberty. And, in fact, prevents them from ever going through puberty of any kind, because what you're dealing with is taking hormone blockers for children, and sometimes it involves surgical corrections of children, particularly for young women, apparently, who have their breasts removed. And, when you're talking about this quote, great debate, which I do believe that the great majority of Americans probably, if they understand what people are talking about when they talk about gender-affirming care, are on the side of most Republicans, believing that this is something that should be limited, certainly should be limited in terms of without parental consent, and the idea that you would have gender-affirming care provided to children by various youth centers or teachers or schools or institutions without the parents approving of that, that idea becomes deeply obnoxious. And there are 9 states that have now passed legislation that prevents gender-affirming care, not for everybody, but for kids. Usually it's kids below the age of 18. And this actually came up in a question from April Ryan, who is a White House correspondent for The Griot. This is clip 6. She was asking Karine Jean-Pierre, a White House press spokesman, about this whole issue. And listen to the way she put the question, which is not so much a question as an editorial all of its own. April Ryan in the White House press room asking a question of Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman, about Zoe Zephyr and what is going on in the Montana legislature. Listen.
Let's go to Montana, the Montana state legislature. Similar, it seems similar in a lot of ways, shutting down someone who wants to be a state lawmaker who is in protest of something that they feel is wrong. What do you say to that, and what is the president saying, and what is the White House doing in the midst of seeing now these legislatures shut down people who are doing what democracy speaks of, trying to strengthen it?
Okay, and here is the answer from KJP in praise of Zoe Zephyr, the one transgendered member of the Montana state legislature.
We're seeing devastating pieces of legislation across the country in state houses aimed at taking away freedoms, aimed at attacking people for who they are, especially our young people. These bills cause families to live in fear. They're creating great uncertainty about how they will receive the care they need, as we're this is specifically to Montana. And again, it is when you see these types of things, silencing an elected representative in an attempt to suppress their message is a denial of democratic values. It is undemocratic.
Okay, silencing a lawmaker for who they are. Basically, Representative Zephyr was silenced because she talked about her colleagues having blood on their hands, which specifically violated a part of the code of conduct which was there in Montana. The way it's covered in Wall Street Journal, which is, I think, a good deal more illuminating. It says Montana's House of Representatives voted to bar a transgender Democratic lawmaker from participating in debate from the floor a week after she spoke out against a bill that would ban gender-affirming therapies for minors. The Republican-controlled chamber Wednesday voted 68-32 to no longer admit Zoe Zephyr to the House floor for the rest of the session. She will be able to vote remotely. A Republican Representative Sue Vinton, the House Majority Leader who introduced the motion, said Ms. Zephyr had encouraged disruption of the session and did not comply when told to come to order and clear the floor by the House Speaker. Last week, Ms. Zephyr told colleagues they would have blood on their hands if they voted for a bill banning gender-affirming surgeries and treatments for minors in the state. The legislation was passed by the House. This goes on as an unusual issue with a biblical perspective from one of America's leading religious scholars, Whoopi Goldberg, on The View. Here's what she had to say.
We may have a meeting to decide, all the women get together and decide whether how they feel about it. But my God, this is a party that says we believe in parents' rights. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that as a parent, I'm not smart enough to decide if my child and I need to have gender affirming. Our doctors are not involved. I can't decide what my kid reads. I can't decide.
Yep.
For my child, what my child says is going on.
Yep.
You're telling me your beliefs, and they keep saying it, and I keep saying, what Bible are you reading?
Yeah.
Because God was really clear.
Very clear.
God was really clear in what regard? For gender-affirming surgery? I mean, God was really clear. There's another suggestion for new legislation that is much needed. Dylan Mulvaney, who is the transgendered woman whose image was on the Bud Light beers with disastrous impact on Bud Light's sales. And she, Dylan Mulvaney, was very upset at being called a man. Listen.
Like the articles written about me using
he pronouns and calling me a man over and over again. And I feel like that should be illegal. I don't know. That's just bad journalism.
Okay, that should be illegal?
I feel like that should be illegal.
People are worried about the First Amendment. There are all kinds of distortions of what the First Amendment is and what it says and what it permits and does not permit. But the idea that calling Dylan... by the way, do I think if someone insists upon characterizing herself as a woman that it's easier and probably more civil and to be able to grant someone's own determination of his or her gender. Yes, okay, fine. But that doesn't mean that you get to play. In other words, Dylan Mulvaney should not play on female sports teams. And again, the polling on this is so overwhelming on the side of female athletes who prefer not to compete with men. Speaking of competition, there is more competition going on about the debt ceiling. And yes, the Republicans passed a plan in the House of Representatives, but it's going nowhere. And the real question now comes, will Biden, who is running for re-election, do what the American people want? Because when people are asked about this, they want the president to negotiate with the House and with the Senate and basically to solve this problem. And the idea that you somehow solve a problem by refusing to negotiate with the other side because you want what is called a clean bill. By the way, the term clean bill should be dropped. It means basically a one-dimensional bill that actually does nothing to improve the budgetary situation. How do you improve it? Well, we'll get to that and more. Two new movies, too, and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.